Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
A philosophy that has become very popular in our society today is that we owe it to ourselves to act upon our feelings. The familiar slogan states it well, "If it feels good, do it." And this adopted lifestyle has its roots planted deep in the hearts and the lives of many folks today. The only problem with letting our feelings have control over our actions is our feelings are not necessarily a safe guide. Much like the old saying, "Let your conscience be your guide," our feelings may be just as wrong as our conscience, thus misleading us into hurt, pain, and trouble. God wants us to have a safe guide in living out our lives. They are very important to living a rich, productive, fulfilling life. But we must be careful that a bad conscience or ungodly feelings do not lead us down a pathway of sin and spiritual destruction.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head. A golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and
Our message today is about the danger of letting our feelings dictate how we live our lives. I believe we can see the evidence of this destructive lifestyle in our society. If it feels good, do it. Find such results as murders, adultery, rape, incest, theft, abuses towards those who are spouses and children, and because of drugs and alcohol abuse, anger, cursing, swearing, slander, and gossip goes unchecked today. Malice, hatred, jealousy, resentment, and bitterness are left in the heart to fester. To follow this particular and popular philosophy is to fulfill every good feeling, regardless of what or where that feeling has been derived. What is right is relative to what I feel like doing. Therefore, everything I feel like doing at the moment is right, regardless of the outcome to me or to others. We should all see futility with such a belief. My feelings at this moment may be to have the apple you have for sale, but I don't have the money to buy the apple. So if my feelings are in control, and I need to answer my feelings, then whatever it takes to get the apple is right. If I steal it from you, it is right because I have answered my feelings. If I lie in order to get it, that too will be just fine because I'm only answering my feelings. And if I should be listening to my feelings as a guide to my actions, then it becomes right. You see the problem from this little example? Because if you are the one with the apple, your feelings are not the same as mine. It is not right, according to your feelings, for me to lie, steal, or whatever to obtain the apple. Your objective is to sell it, make a profit. Your feelings are totally different than mine. And that is why we need a standard of right and wrong. There must be a truth upon which we can measure our feelings to see if they should be acted upon or not. If I am a student of biblical truth, and I have feelings for your apple, but do not have the money to buy it, it would violate my conscience to lie, steal, or kill for that apple. It would be wrong for me to act on my feelings to obtain the apple. I will then constrain myself from doing something harmful to me or others to gratify my desires. Jeremiah, the prophet of God, wrote these words, "I know, O Lord, that a man's life is not his own. It is not for man to direct his steps." Which is a statement saying that we do not have feelings or a conscience within us that is trustworthy. We must have something or someone outside of ourselves to provide guidance. God desires for us to recognize it and come to Him for that guidance, and He will provide it. Jesus has promised the guidance of the Holy Spirit for every disciple who follows Him. The wisdom of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 speak about this. He says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not upon your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." The Bible teaches us to seek God's ways. We are instructed to let His commands fill our hearts. We are to let His Word richly dwell within us. We are to come to a knowledge of the truth, and that truth will set us free. From what will it set us free from? From the life of living just like we please, following after our own feelings. Psalms chapter 1 addresses this subject by describing the difference between the righteous and the wicked. Psalms 1:1 reads, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." And then the last verse of that psalm says, "For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." Chaos and anarchy become the results of each man doing what is right in his own eyes. Without an accepted truth, there is no order to a society. Consider with me the example of Saul of Tarsus. He was persecuting Christians in the first few chapters of the book of Acts. He, in all good conscience, believed he was doing the right thing by having Christians punished for their sins. He held the coats of those who stoned Stephen to death. He believed that the teaching of the risen Christ was false. He believed that the heresy needed to be stopped. Later on in life, after he had been converted and had preached in the name of Jesus over the world, Paul mentions how he had become the chief of all sinners because he persecuted the church of God. He confessed that sin of persecuting God's people. But at the time, his feelings based on his conscience was to imprison, punish, and kill the Jews who held such a teaching. Divine guidance came to this zealous man of God. He found the truth and lived by it. The truth set him free from doing what he believed in ignorance was right. It set him free from the condemnation of those sins. Paul could look forward to meeting Jesus and coming face to face with him, even though he had once persecuted the Lord and his people. I would hope through our message today that we have exposed the danger in simply acting upon our feelings. We must be willing to acknowledge and admit that our feelings are not always good and right. If acted upon, they will lead to sin. This is what James 1 says to us about temptation. He wrote, "Each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed." Surely Satan sets many snares to lead us by our feelings into evil deeds. And I would also hope that through our devotional time today, we have directed you to see the value of knowing the Word of God. It is a sure guide to our conscience.
Oh, come let us sing for joy to the Lord, and joyfully shout to the rock of salvation. Oh, come let us sing for joy to the Lord, give praise to the Lord with an alleluia. Sing to the sing Lord, to the shout, Lord, to, the shout Lord, to the Lord, enter his presence with songs of thanksgiving. Oh, come let us sing for joy to the Lord, give praise to the Lord with an alleluia. Alleluia, God is our salvation. Alleluia, magnify his name. Alleluia, praise and adoration. Alleluia, alleluia, spread his fame. King of kings, Lord of lords, the depth, the height, the sea and the dry land are in his hand. Oh, come let us sing for joy to the Lord, and joyfully shout to the rock of salvation. Oh, come let us sing for joy to the Lord, give praise to the Lord with an alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord. Sing to him, alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord. Shout to him, alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord. Worship him, alleluia, 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 amen, 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 amen.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. Or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.